You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
We all have smartphones, and we all know they're pretty amazing, but they also can be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. So U.S. Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for five. That's right, a company that sells phones wants us to put down our phones. And to see what we find, learn more at uscellular.com/builtforus.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
This is your daily Green Bay Packers update, brought to you by Packernet.com and powered by Overtime Media. Detroit Lions offensive coordinator Darrell Bevell said that last year's first-round pick, tight end TJ Hockenson, is running routes in practices. After Hockenson's 2019 season got off to a promising start, his season was cut short by a severe ankle injury he suffered on Thanksgiving in a game against the Bears. Darrell Bevell did mention that Hockenson is not quite at 100% yet, but, quote, he's well on his way to being there, and the Lions are comfortable with the progress he's made. In Minnesota, offensive coordinator and assistant head coach Gary Kubiak commented on first-round pick Justin Jefferson's ability in the slot. The former LSU wide receiver is expected to play a huge role in the offense this year, now that Stephon Diggs has been traded to Buffalo. Kubiak labeled Jefferson's ability in the slot exceptional and hinted that Jefferson will likely move inside quite a bit. The team's number one wide receiver, Adam Thielen, was asked back in April what he thought of his new teammate. Thielen was more than pleased with the pick and said that what stuck out to him most was Jefferson's ability to create space in man-to-man coverage. The Packers will start their season in Week 1 in Minneapolis playing the Vikings. With Tremont Williams no longer on the team, look for Kevin King or Chandon Sullivan to be matched up against the wide receiver, depending on where he lines up. The Vikings have not yet released their official depth chart, but ESPN has Justin Jefferson listed as the number two wide receiver. Speaking of wide receivers, free agent Josh Gordon submitted his letter applying for reinstatement last week. In his younger years, Gordon was absolutely elite, but off-the-field issues, namely multiple suspensions for marijuana use, have prevented him from staying on the field for very long. Now, as of this year, under the new CBA, players who test positive for marijuana will no longer be suspended. Once Gordon is reinstated, he might be a nice fit in Green Bay, catching passes from Aaron Rodgers. After 2019's disappointing performance, he will likely command a small one-year contract wherever he ends up. Head coach Matt LaFleur had a great first season, but along with the rest of the NFL, he faces significant challenges this year as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. LaFleur's second offseason program has consisted of spending his time in front of a green screen in his own home, teaching his players and coaches through Zoom live streams and pre-recorded team meetings.
It's really two things that we told our guys is number one, take care of your bodies, come back for training camp in the best possible shape. Also, just it really gave us a chance for these players to learn the system at their own pace. And it's a credit to our coaches. It's a credit to our players, how attentive they were. We had great communication throughout. And I really do think our guys got a lot out of this. These guys are pros. I think it's safe to say they'd all rather be in Green Bay, be in the building, be around each other, going out on the grass, competing on a daily basis. But it is what it is, and we've got to make the best of it. And I thought our guys really did a great job of taking advantage of that. Certainly, we know that the 2020 season is going to come with some high expectations, and our guys are going to embrace that and put their best foot forward. We had a great team meeting on Monday with Charles Woodson. Came in and talked to our guys, and it was exceptional.
That's it. You're caught up on all the Green Bay Packers news. For more in-depth analysis and a look at Packers strategy, make sure you're subscribed to the Packernet Podcast, hosted by the Pack Daddy, Ryan Schlipp. Keep up on all the Green Bay Packers news by going to PackerNet.com and follow the PackerNet podcast on Facebook. My name is JJ Leahy, and this has been your daily Green Bay Packers update. Support for this podcast comes from Overtime Media.